Good morning, Kol.
It's clear from the Gemara that in terms of Malacha, one would be permitted to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. The only reason for not getting a haircut is only because Shalei Kanes Lerego Shemadulei Shalei was bad on Yom Tov. So why is it Mutter says the Ritzvah? Because it's Tzarech Yaguf. So how did the Ritzvah know that Tzarech Yaguf is Hetter Gomer? That's not a problem with Malacha. So the Ritzvah says to the Feresh HaSugya in Masefes Moed Kotor. The Gemara speaks about an isha osa tachshita the moed, that a woman is permitted to do all kinds of cosmetic work, all kinds of makeup, all kinds of things, even though these things involve malachas gemuras diaraisa possibly, it's still permissible to chalavet. It's hetta gomer. Osa isha kol tachshita the moed. So it says to it, but why is that? But must be because that's called tzarech yaguf. It's not really tzarech yaguf. It's yipur yaguf. Yeah, that's okay. Yipur yaguf is mutar. Tzarech yaguf is everything is mutar. It's hetta gomer. Osa isha kol tachshita the moed. So the Ritzvah developed this Yisod, really a twofold Yisod for us. Yisod number one is that he equated Yipur Yaguf to Tzarech Yaguf, and number two is that he's assuming Tzarech Yaguf somehow is Mutter, but the Ritzvah is in a sense begged the question. He's proven to us that it's true, he's given us a raya, he's shown us the example, the precedent in Halacha, that Tzarech Yaguf and Yipur Yaguf are Mutter, but we have to still figure out why that should be so. What's the category? Why exactly? What's the nature of this heter that Tzarech Yaguf is totally mutter? And haircuts really should have been mutter, but not for this tangential problem. So the answer to this, L'chora, has to go one step further, which is also says, as later folks can elaborate upon, that there is a category in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, which really has its roots in Hilchos Yom Tov, and that's the category of Ochol Nefesh. So Ochol Nefesh, even in Yom Tov, where the Loch and Yom Tov, of course, is Diyaraisa, so the Torah itself draws our attention to the fact that Achashe Ochol Chol Nefesh, whatever's Ochol Nefesh, is going to be Heter Gomer, just about on Yom Tov. Now that's not always a true statement on Yom Tov. Ochol Nefesh is Mutra and Yom Tov, generally speaking, but there are some exceptions to that rule. We know that even within the Malachos of Yom Tov, not everything is Mutra Mishum Ochol Nefesh. To draw this as an example, the very sugya, the very beginning of Masechet Beit, Stav Gimel, the Gemara says explicitly one is not allowed to go to your backyard and Yom Tov and go climb up a tree and pluck off an apple. It's Ochol Nefesh, I want to eat the apple. The Gemara says you're not allowed to do that because apparently the Malach of Kotzer, the Malach of harvesting, the Tolish, picking fruit, which is the Tolish of Kotzer, was never permitted for the purposes of Ochol Nefesh. So what's interesting is that the Gemara never explains to us why that's true. Why is it that there are certain limitations on Malachas Ochol Nefesh? Certain Malachas, yes, Bishul, Lisha, etc., carrying the fire, the Mutar, whereas certain Malachas, such as Kotzer, other Malachas are prohibited. So the Gemara never explains to us why. So there was, in fact, the Machlokes of Rishonim, whether this distinction is a Diraisha, a Chiluk, or whether it's only a Chiluk with the Rabbanon. So there are many Rishonim who maintain that Minatari, even the plucking the apples, Minatari can even harvest your field. Minatari can go to your field and go harvest everything and harvest your wheat, and do coats there, and do chalam there, and dosh, and everything, all the malachas of the mutter, as long as it's what's on, you're going to eat that wheat, you're going to bake it into bread. There's no doubt that everything is mutter in a Torah. This is the Shittas HaRam, and that's the Shittas HaRaivin. That any limitation on malachas of Chol Nefesh that we find, you know, because Yom Tov is purely in the Rabbanan, and other Rishonim disagree, Tosis disagrees. Tosis of Gimel and Veit, to quote to Yushalmi, with the Yushalmi comments on the pasuk about Shmur Matzah, it says, Achashe Ochol Chol Nefesh Ulebal Be'Ochol Lechem Ushmar Tenas Hamatzas. The Torah puts together the din of doing malacha on Yom Tov with Shmur Matzah. In Shmur Matzah Eitz Malacha. So Rishami says, as a din derayis, it's only Melisha Ve'Elech Ez Mutter. Only those malachas which are part of the Shmura process, only those malachas are mutter on Yom Tov. Any malacha which precedes the Shmura process is Osir on Yom Tov Min HaTorah. Drash, there's the kosher. So which malachas are part of the Shmura process? And the Rishami says, obviously, that the Shmura only applies once the water comes into contact with the flour. What are you washing for? You have a wheat that's sitting there, the water's nowhere near there. So what are you washing? What are you washing? Can't the comments anyway? So the Rishami understood that the mitzvah of Shmura, Shmatzah, Samatzah, whatever that means, Shmura, only applies after Mishat Lisha, only at the time when the kneading process begins. And therefore, the Rishami says that the Lisha Ve'elach, there's a heter Ochol Nefesh. Any malachas prior to Lisha, there's no heter Ochol Nefesh. Of course, according to the Rishalmi, so then what it says in that big cardboard box, the matzah, Shmur Mishas Ketira, so you can just take a eraser, cross out the word Ketira, and fill in the word Lisha, according to the Rishalmi. There is no such thing as Shmur Mishas Ketira. The Babli disagrees. The Babli, in the Sechem Kotzimach, like he's enough this, the Babli quotes an opinion that says that there is a din of Shmur, even Mishas Ketira. So that's what we're chagish for. We try the chatchiva at least. We try to be machmir for the opinion of that opinion. About, even in the Bible, it's not Muslim. But our minhag is, at least for the Seder, we try to be machmir for that opinion that we require shmur mishas ketzira. So according to the Rishalmi and Tosfos, there's mamash a chiluk min haTorah, certain malachas, yes, and certain malachas, no. But I call upon him, everybody agrees that there is a category called Echol Nefesh on Yom Tov. Whether it's all-encompassing like the Ram and the Raisa in the Torah, whether it's limited in scope with Tosfos, it exists. There's no question about it that Echol Nefesh proper exists as a unique halachic category on Yom Tov. So it's quite possible that this category of Echol Nefesh that exists on Yom Tov carries over to Chol HaMoed as well. Chol HaMoed, obviously everything is one notch lower. So on Chol HaMoed, we find that not only is Ochol Nefesh Mutter, like on Yom Tov, obviously not only Mochamed and Yom Tov, but even the limitations that we find on Yom Tov don't exist on Chol HaMoed. So that's the Mashal Chol HaMoed. There's nothing wrong with going to climb up your apple tree and plucking an apple. That's at the Gomer on Chol HaMoed, because that's the Tzorech Hayom, that's the Tzorech Ochol Nefesh. Anything which is a Tzorech Ochol Nefesh just has to go over. And any limitations that we put on in terms of Yom Tov, either it's before Lisha or the Rabban, the Kohen, the Rambam, whatever the reasons that we prohibited certain halachas, on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, none of those prohibitions apply. So Chol HaMoed, the starting point is that anything that's Ochol Nefesh just has to go over. Parenthetically, like you're supposed to, let's say a person wants to do these quote-unquote Ochol Nefesh halachas, but he's not interested in eating this fruit. Let's say he wants to go apple picking on Chol HaMoed. If he wants to go apple picking, he wants to have to make an apple pie. He wants to make 20 apple pies. He wants to send 100 apple pies to all his neighbors. That's okay. That's Ochol Nefesh. That would be mutter. But what if, who are you kidding? He wants to collect 100 apples. He's going to use 5 of them now, and the next 95 he's going to put aside for Rosh Hashanah. So is that permissible? That's a big machoikis. So many people say that's also. So you're only allowed to pick those apples that you need. Otherwise, the Chamalach is not Ochol Nefesh.
You need to
baking the pie that day. Right, so that, over Yom Tov, the last day of Yom Tov, right? Right, you cannot collect, just like you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov L'chol, you're not allowed to do malachas on Nefesh and Chol HaMoed, but Tzorech Achad. Let's say the Moshe person wants to cook on Chol HaMoed. He wants to cook, remember somebody was called Nuri Shaila, that they had a bar mitzvah, which the day after Yom Tov, they were making a bar mitzvah, they wanted to start to cook, they were off on Chol HaMoed, they wanted to start to cook and bake on Chol HaMoed, for the bar mitzvah, they're not allowed to. That's what it says in the poskim, that's called, not that called Echol Nefesh, that's called that's a problem. The ikra din on Chol HaMoed. So,
one picking one, just like you're allowed to cook extra.
Yeah, but that's only if it's the tirach achas. That's only say in a pot of soup. I'm allowed to make a pot of soup even though I only want one bowl because that's the same ma'isa. Whereas let's say I only want one piece of chicken and now I want to put up 100 different pieces of chicken, different pots. That would be a problem.
Picking the apples in multiple
ma'isa. Yeah, sure. I'm not the mumcha in apple picking, but I think you got to go to a lot of different trees and pick. So that's the Shaila. So Rav Moshe may have been mocked for the different grounds. Rav Moshe may have been mocked for the extra apple picking because maybe it's called Tzorech Hayom, not Tzorech Ochol Nefesh, because you enjoy the act of apple picking. Haraya, you're going to make a trip out of it. So you're not going to pick the apples because you really want to eat the apples. We all know you're sick and tired of all the apples. You're really going for the mice of cutting and picking the apples, and that's an enjoyable act. So you're allowed to do enjoyable things on Yom Tov. There's no malachas, nice umen, etc. So maybe the other grounds for the master of the...
baking and cooking on Yom Tov.
Yeah. Okay.
Meet the Susie Fishbane.
Okay, if such a person enjoys it, okay. No, the person was probably rather, the woman was probably has rather have to take off than be cooking. Oh, so we're going to get this second. So we're going to go one step further. So again, so we know that there's a category. So we know that there is, it's kiluach, it's ikonai, but we're just in the middle of the Ochol Nefesh. So again, so we know that there's a category called Ochol Nefesh on Yom Tov. There's no question about that. Not only do we know there's a category of Ochol Nefesh on Yom Tov, but it's obvious that Ochol Nefesh is going to spill over to Chol HaMoed, and we don't find any limitations of Ochol Nefesh on Chol HaMoed, even those kinds of malachas such as kosher, etc., before Lisha, which in Yom Tov are also in Chol HaMoed on Mutter, that's what the Pharisee Gemara is, that integral to the Chayom. If you harvest and you're picking the apples for tomorrow, then you may have a problem. But for the Yom Tov itself, for the Chol HaMoed itself, then it's going to be Mutter. So all part of the starting point is that there is a category called Ochol Nefesh and Yom Tov, and the category of Ochol Nefesh and Yom Tov carries over... No, I think we're doing this one. So we know there's a category of Hetzer Ochol Nefesh on Yom Tov, but we know that this spills over to Chol HaMoed, but we still haven't made the jump yet, because Ritva made a double jump. Ritva says that Ochol Nefesh, everything's okay. Ochol Nefesh, you can do whatever you want. And then he said, and getting haircuts is called Nechol Nefesh. Why is it called Nechol Nefesh? You're not eating the haircuts. Well, what does that do, Nechol Nefesh? So the Ritva said that Tzorchei Aguf and Tzorchei Tikkun Aguf and Yipui Aguf are all subsumed under the category of Nechol Nefesh. So that's already a big question. Where did that come from? Why in the world do we assume that getting a haircut is called Nechol Nefesh? I never in a million years would have said that's called Nechol Nefesh. So the answer is that the Ritva is assuming a basic yisod that the term Eichel Nefesh should not be interpreted literally as having to do with food, but rather Eichel Nefesh is an example of Tzarech HaGuf. There are a lot of different Tzarechim that we have in life. Some Tzarechim are Tzarechim Mamon, and there are other Tzarechim that are Tzarech HaGuf. The person has a business, so whether the business falls or not, so that's the Tzarechim Mamon. I mean, that may ultimately impact upon his physical lifestyle also, that's already, you know, a little bit down the line. But a person's money, so whether his field is overflowing or not, so that his house is burning down, that's a tzorchei mamon. Tzorchei haguf include person's haircut, person's physical health, things of that nature, person's food that he's eating, those are all considered to be tzorchei haguf. So there is both understanding that ochel nefesh should be taken in a much more extensive category to include anything which is tzorech to the guf, even though it's not necessarily ochel in the sense of physically eating something that's going into your stomach. Anything which is considered to be part of the Tzarek HaGuf is considered to be Echol Nefesh. Where in the world did the Ritva get this from? So the answer is that this is most probably in Machlokes HaRishonim, and just as Moshe Bechus Chalamoid is patterned after Shabbos and Yom Tov, so we could probably find precedent for this question in Hukas Yom Tov itself. So in Hukas Yom Tov, we know, as we mentioned before, that Echol Nefesh is Mutzah, that everybody agrees to. In light of that question, in terms of Ochol Nefesh proper is considered to be Mutah. If a person wants to make a fire, in the Rabbanan, there are problems with making a fire from scratch, but assuming the fire, we've got around those problems, lighting a fire for the purpose of Ochol Nefesh, everybody agrees it's Mutah. There's no question you can light a fire in order to cook your soup. That's not a shayla. Of course, that's Mutah. What if a person wants to light a fire for other reasons, not for Ochol Nefesh? Let's say, for example, he wants to heat up the house on Yom Tov. Or what if he wants to heat up some water to wash himself with, leaving out the details of complete showering and bathing on Yom Tov? What's the halacha? Is a person permitted to do these kinds of things, to heat up, make a fire, to heat the house, to heat up water, etc., other types of physical bodily needs, which are not food per se? So the Mishnah records in the Sechus Beitza that it's a machlekes between Beisham and Beisilo. The Beisham holds that these things are a problem, and Beisilo says that it's mutter, because we pass it like Beisilo. However, what's unclear in the Gemara is why exactly does Beisilo permit it? What exactly is the Nekudas of machlekes between Beisham and Beisilo? So Beisham, in a sense, we understand much easier. Beisham opens up a chumash, Parshas Bo, and says the chumash, Ach Hashem, Ochel Lechon Nefesh, Hu Levad Yosel Lechem, you're only allowed to cook on Yom Tov, you're only allowed to carry on Yom Tov, you're only allowed to light fires on Yom Tov. If it's Eichel Nefesh, the Shama is literal, Pshuta Shalikwa, Eichel Nefesh, that's it. You're not eating the water that you're bathing in, and you're not, the heating of the house is not for the purpose of eating. So therefore, everything else is also, to prove in Mutter. Everything is a Malacha, don't fall into the category of Eichel Nefesh. All these things fall short of Eichel Nefesh, and therefore they're also. But what is Beis Hillel's opinion? Why does Beis Hillel say that it's perfectly permissible, even the Chetchim, even the Abarim, it's Mutter, to light a fire and heat up the house? So comes the Ran on the Sugi Maseches Beitza, and the Ran says, I'll tell you what, it's Mutter based on one magic word. The magic word is called Mitoch. What does Mitoch mean? So Mitoch is a Sugi in Beitza, that's your days of an Aleph, where the Gemara quotes, Mishnah already quotes, Machlekes Bisham Bixalel, are you permitted to carry certain things on Yom Tov? Let's say, for example, a person wants to push a baby carriage on Yom Tov, or you're permitted to carry a lulav on Sukkot, carry a machs in a shul. Are you permitted to carry these non-food items on Yom Tov? So it shouldn't surprise us, says the Ram, that Bishamah Beis Hillel argue about that also. So Bishamah says, also, Bishamah is consistent. Bishamah is also. Bishamah's opinion is, if it's not a Echol Nefesh, if you're not going to eat the Machzor, you're not going to eat the Lulav, you can't carry it. So this is the rice that we carry on Yom Tov, according to Bishamah, short of the case of Echol Nefesh proper. U Beis Hillel Matirin. And Beis Hillel say, no, it's okay. Beis Hillel said, it's Mutter. Of course, we pass it. Beis Hillel is Mutter, the Mechatchila, to carry the Lulav, push the baby, etc. What's the Nekudas and Machlokes between Bishamah and Beis Hillel? So the Gemara explains that they're arguing about the following yourselves. If Bishamah says, Echol Nefesh, yes, everything else also, and that's what says Mechumash. Beis Hillel are the ones who are Mechashim. So most of Mechumash are right, you have to prove why it's Mutter. The Gemara is the Yisayt, that according to Beis Hillel, Mitoch Shehutra Hotzol Vetzorech, Hutra Namishalol Vetzorech. Just as the Torah permits the act of Hotzol for purposes of the Torah. Let's say you want to carry food to the Sukkah, even Bishamah would concede that that's permissible. So once the Torah singles out Hotzah as a malacha that's sometimes mutter, so Tzitzah Shalom Hotzah also. And it becomes mutter under all circumstances. How do people know that's true? That's a shadow of the Rishonim. But that's the reason to think about it. The Torah Shalom Hotzah 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 Hotzah. That's a further shayla. Is it to get a good chuya? That's a shayla. Whether would you say according to Rishama that maleches or chalepish is mamish to chuya? So that's a big finish. Most of the Rishonim assume that it's not. But the Ran writes the Ran assumes a double partial that it's the Torah Sutra. So comes the Ran in the second base on the seventh parak and says we now understand the machlokes of Rishama. They fill the seventh parak based on the machlokes in the first parak. There are two mishnayos in the second base that say basically the same. He says the Ran. There's one Mishnah that you days that quotes the Machlokes B'Sham B'Sil about carrying a Sefer Torah on Yontif, carrying a baby on Yontif. And then there's another Machlokes B'Sham B'Sil in the second part of Beitah, which talks about the heating up, making a fire, heat up the house on Yontif. So the Rav says it's the same Shaila, the same Sugya, that B'Sham with a literally Eichel Nefesh and nothing more, nothing less. According to B'Shamai, heating up the house to keep it warm, and it's a D'araisa. According to B'Shamai, pushing the baby carriages, and it's a D'araisa. Everything's also a Yom Tov Shor V'Echol Nefesh proper. And B'Shol L'Shit also, we're not here. B'Shol accepted the principle of Mitoch. Mitoch Shutra Otzor L'Tzorech. Mitoch Shutra Havor L'Tzorech. Once these Malachas of Otzor and Havor are singled out as being Mutter, then they're Mutter under all circumstances. However, if one looks at the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, so one gets a very, very different impression of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, why is it that it's mutter to heat up your house on Yom Tov? Or why is it mutter to heat up water in order, even perhaps if it's also to take an entire bath and vasha on Yom Tov for technical reasons? Why is it mutter at least to heat up water to wash your face, to wash your hands, to wash your feet, according to the Rambam? So the Rambam says, because these types of needs are considered to be b'chlal eichel nefeshem. These are tzarchi haguf, and they're considered to be b'chlal eichel nefesh. And since they're eichel nefesh, so Eichel Nefesh trumps everything in Yom Tov. Eichel Nefesh is mutter finished. So it's clear from the Rambam that the Rambam understood Beis Hillel on Daf Yud Beis very different than Beis Hillel on Daf Chaf Aleph. There are two different sugyas according to the Rambam. There's one sugya that talks about carrying a baby on Yom Tov, and there's another sugya that talks about heating up your house on Yom Tov. Whereas the Ran said this is the same sugya. These are just two expressions of the same shayla, two ramifications of the same basic principle, namely, Is Eichel Nefesh limited in scope, or do we say that Mitoch Shutra Otzor Otzorach Chutinam Shlo Otzorach Mitoch Shutra Avor Otzorach Chutish Shlo Otzorach? Is one sugya according to the Rav Chalom Parechadu? It's one sugya. It looks like different cases, but it's one sugya. There's one underlying principle. Either you do accept Mitoch or not accept Mitoch. Everything revolves around that one halachic principle called Mitoch. According to the Rambam, these are two different sugyas. According to the Rambam, that today's true is talking about Mitoch. That is true. But in Daf Chaf Aleph says the Rambam, you don't even have to come on to Mitoch. According to the Rambam, the reason why heating up the house is mutter and yontif has nothing to do with mitoch. You don't need mitoch for that, because that is eichel nefesh proper. Now, even though they still subscribe to that idea, to this all-expansive definition of eichel nefesh, B'Shamay disagree. B'Shamay disagree based on both the kudas. B'Shamay disagrees with Beis Hillel on the principle of Mitoch. That's what Daf Yud Beis in Beitza. And B'Shamay disagrees with Beis Hillel on Chaf Aleph in Beitza about how do you define eichel nefesh. So it comes out that this Rambam now becomes useful for us, because the Rambam, based on what he told us in Ruchas Yom Tov, has just been the yasid for us, a basic principle in terms of defining Eichel Nefesh, that we take Eichel Nefesh out of the literal term, like the Shammai of Eichel Nefesh, and we plug in the following equation. Anything that's Shorei Chaguf, anything that enhances the body, such as keeping the house warm, the guy's shaking on the Yom Tov, so keeping the house warm, or the person, his feet are dirty, he wants to wash his feet. Those are all considered to be tzarchei haguf. And all things that help physically one's body on Yom Tov are considered to be eichel nefesh proper. We can now extrapolate from that formulation of the Rambam vis-a-vis Yom Tov and plug it into Chol HaMoed. So Chol HaMoed, we said also, Chol HaMoed, once you're in the realm of eichel nefesh, you're home free. Everything's gevaldik. Once you're in the realm of eichel nefesh, the only thing is you have to get there. So comes the Ritva, and our sugya to the end of the third parak says, we got there. Because based on Hukas Yom Tov, we get there, Hukas Chol HaMoed, and the Ritva outdoes the Rambam. The Rambam was talking about Tzarchei HaGuf, things that are really physically, mamash enhancing the body, keeping the person warm, or it's dirty, it's the dirt, it's not just the cosmetic reason he's removing it, those are more of Tzarchei HaGuf. The Ritva goes one step further than the Rambam. The Ritva says that Yipui HaGuf is also considered to be Tzarchei HaGuf. How did the Ritva know that that's true? So that was his right from Tachshitei Noshim. But the fact that the Gemara says the fairies, that women can be involved in all kind of cosmetics on Chol HaMoed, I doesn't listen malacha chalav hayt. The answer is, doesn't matter. That's called tzarchei aguf, and that's called yibri aguf. And once you're in the realm of tzarchei / yibri aguf, you've entered into the realm of hayfal nefesh, and everything is mutter according to the Rizva. Yibri is the beautiful. Yes,
but that Beit Shammai would not listen to it.
Beit Shammai disagrees with that, because Beit Shammai holds you can't heat up the water on Yom Tov. So Beit Shammai disagrees with Beit Hillel on both the good. They disagree with the Toch and Lafid Beis, and they disagree with the all-expansive definition of
including women.
According to what the Ritva is saying, that the Beit Shammai wouldn't accept that either.
But we're starting Cholomoid.
Right. So we're comparing, we're using Yom Tov as the model for Cholomoid. The Beit Shammai don't talk about Cholomoid.
Right, so be clear with Beit Shammai.
Right, so we don't know. Maybe there would be other factors. Maybe Beit Shammai would also view Cholomoid in a lighter sense. Maybe, right. But it doesn't matter for us because we pass like Beisilo, so Badach and Yom Tov we pass like Beisilo, so Kavachomu we can invoke Beisilo's definition in terms of Avos Cholomoid.
Right, but the model that we're extracting the halacha from is starting with Cholomoid and going to Yom Tov, but going with Yom Tov and then going to Cholomoid.
Right, we're switching back and forth, right, because...
Where we're starting, we're going up from Cholomoid to Yom Tov,
we're only starting because we're learning my custom. If we're starting from Cholomoid because we're learning Avos Cholomoid, if we would have been learning Beisilo, so then we... If we go in both directions, because the model is going, it's comparing the two.
Oh, but it's not like the halacha is being learned from Cholomoid to Yom Tov.
I don't think so. I think we're looking at it one.
So far we equal, right? You haven't shown yet.
That, right, the Cholomoid is different than Yom Tov. Right. But I did show it in one sense. I showed it that coats there, the halacha such as coats there, are taka also on Yom Tov, even if Shemar Chol Nefesh, that's based on Gibel, where the Gemara says before Shemar Chol Nefesh, you're allowed to harvest. If it's the Tzarech Hayom, if you need the wheat for that day, you're allowed to harvest on Cholomoid. So some of the limitations on Ochol Nefesh that we do find superimposed in Yom Tov, either their ice and their abonon, do not carry over to Ochol Cholomoid.
So they're picking
of
the apple
tea, though. Never be to right, have to go. Right. So Dr. Lewin, I thought you were going to go in the next stage, out of the group into the realm of the Nefesh. Literally, there's one day in the Shonen that says, how can they still say such a strange thing? You're allowed to carry Sefer Torah on Yom Tov. You're allowed to carry a Shoka. You're allowed to carry a Lulu. So some of the Shonen say, because Achashe Ochol L'Chol Nefesh, it doesn't say L'Chol Guf, Nefesh Tachta Neshama. So Achashe Ochol L'Chol Nefesh, even talking Neshama with it.
It's literally food for the soul.
Right.
Is there anything in that book?
Right. So this idea of the Ritva.
So where we buy haircuts on Cholomoid?
So far I said it's mutter mitam halacha. We may have other problems. The Shulchan Aruch Rebbe Moshe Venugel problem. We're spending the whole year to try to remember the Shabbos Gadol Drash from last year. For this part, last year, the Shabbos Gadol Drash, I said in 5 minutes. So I think it'll be 40 minutes to say, because I didn't go through all the lumdus with the Ritva and the Rambam and the Ran. So. Okay, so again, we only have 5 minutes to share before Chalabayit, so we have to quick get the material. So again, the starting point of the sugya is that mitam halacha, it really should have been mutter. The only problem is, the Mishnah said still also for other reasons. So the fact that it's mutter b'ikaron mitam halacha, the fact that in theory it shouldn't be mutter mitam halacha, and the category of Hester is the category of Ochol Nefesh, so that's it. All-encompassing heter in the following reason. We've touched on this a little bit in Ochol Cholomoid. We haven't really gone through the sugya of Cholomoid in terms of detail yet. Hopefully after Yom Tov we'll continue this. But there are certain distinctions and categories within Ochol Cholomoid. There are certain no-nos in Cholomoid. One of the things in Cholomoid that's usually a red flag is Maisa Uman. When you find that something is a professional type of a job, that's more often than not going to be problematic in Cholomoid. We'll talk about this much more, hopefully much more berichas in weeks to come. The difference between Maisa Uman versus Maisa Hedyot. The Mishnah draws such a distinction. So the overall majority of the Rishonim assume that these distinctions between Maisa Uman and Maisa Hedyot do not apply in the realm of Ochol Nefesh. When you're dealing with Ochol Nefesh, Ochol Nefesh is mutter no matter what. Even if you're a professional, you're writing the Pesach cookbooks or something, you're a professional, a chef, you're still allowed to cook on Cholomoid. I am doing kind of a food that nobody else in the world knows how to do. It doesn't matter. Ochol Nefesh is not limited by that cloud of Maisa Uman. That's how Rov and the Rishonim bring Raya from the Gemara to such an extent. There are other limitations that we usually find in Ochol Cholomoid, things that if those factors exist in Cholomoid are usually self-trouble. let's say, Lamashal, something is a tirchi yaseira, something is a very, very difficult word, so that's usually also problematic on Cholamoid. Yet we assume lahalach that that also doesn't apply in the realm of Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh basically trumps everything. Things that would have otherwise been asr on Cholamoid are going to be mutter with Eichel Nefesh. Another limitation on Cholamoid is what's called machave malachta b'moid. Let's say a person could have done the work from before Yom Tov and he chooses not to. He leaves over the job, dafka to do on Cholamoid. Let's say a marshal, a person has trouble with his field, he knows his field is a flooding, and he could get here before Yom Tov, but he's not interested. So why should I do it now? I've got plenty of time on Cholamoid. So that's also, then the Gemara says, Mishnah says, in my Kotod, even though Dover Ovid is Mutter on Cholamoid, but if it's Mechalim Malachta, you planned on, you can't plan an emergency, you can't plan a Dover Ovid. If it happens, it happens, but if you could have prevented it, then you mechutz to prevent it, and if you didn't prevent it, then we're going to make you lose the field. You're not allowed to do it on Cholamoid. So those are some of the basic limitations on Malach on Cholamoid, that if it's Maisha Uman, that spells trouble. If it's in Kirchi Sefer, that's a potential problem. Not always, but very often. And Mechav Lach B'Lamayit is usually going to be a problem also. So the Rova Rishonim assumed that those three limitations do not apply in the realm of Eichel Nefesh. Once something is Eichel Nefesh, Eichel Nefesh is Mutafesh. The Yom Eichel Nefesh is Mutafesh. That's a discussion. So if that's the case, that the Ritva is telling us that haircuts are Mutter because of Eichel Nefesh, they're going to be unbelievably Mutter. It means they're going to be Mutter even if, in theory, you could have done it before. And they're going to be mutter even if it's a Maisha Uman, very often it is, not a Maisha Uman involved, and even if it's a Tirchi Yaseir, whatever otherwise would have limited in the scope of Malacha Chalamoid, everything's going to be mutter on Chalamoid, Mita'am Malacha. However, we're still back to square one. So good, very nice. Mita'am Malacha, we're not that concerned with Hekat and Chalamoid, but what we are concerned with is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the Edel Magalka and other people are supposed to get a Hekat and Chalamoid. So the reason why you can't get a haircut is because of the Gezeirah Midrabanan when it comes to Rebbe Shulman Uvel. However, when that Gezeirah doesn't apply, like the case in the Mishnah, the person who got out of jail, the person who got out of Cheirim, the Nozim, the Tzor, whatever the case, whatever the reason for that particular Gezeirah don't apply, when that Gezeirah falls off, so then we don't have to fall back on this Malacha. There is no Issa Malacha. There's no Malacha problem at all of getting haircuts in Shevi and Chalamayim because it's Tzorach Yehruf, according to the Rizval's understanding. So what we really have to do is to figure out the sugya is, does the gzeira apply or not? Does the reason for the gzeira apply? If the answer is yes, then we're stuck with the yeser. If the answer is no, so then the gzeira falls by the wayside. There's no law, concept of removal. And everything except the gomer, we tell the law. That's the real question we have to deal with. But so in those cases when it's mutter, so then it's totally mutter. We don't have to worry about like the umans and chazalachos. We don't have to worry about anything. If it's mutter, then it's totally mutter. So we just have to figure out does the gzeira apply? Does the gzeira not apply? The next year we we'll have to try to answer that question as to when the gzeira does apply, when the gzeira doesn't apply. So should we have shit next Friday? Are people around next Friday?
Well, we have to get the answer to the question.
I figured I'd keep everyone in suspense.
Yeah.
Okay, so I tackle my next.